Hello, this is Luke Cassidy from the Online Desk, and today I'm speaking to Washington correspondent Lara Marlow. Lara, we saw huge crowds in College Green yesterday greeting President Obama. What was the impact of his visit?
I think in Ireland the impact of the visit was enormous, especially coming after the Queen's visit. I've been talking to Irish friends here today, and everyone feels better somehow that there was a lot of negativity in the air in recent months, indeed recent years, and suddenly the world looks a little brighter, and I certainly hope that the optimism which Obama somehow infused into the Irish body politic, that will continue, that it really is a turning point for Ireland.
How will this visit be viewed in the United States?
I think it will be viewed very favorably there. Television cameras loved the story. They loved Moneygal. There were hundreds of journalists covering it. Irish Americans will enjoy it, obviously. Then their hearts will be warmed by it. I think it helps his re-election chances, which were already extremely good. I think he would be re-elected anyway. But this could just be that extra little push. You never know what can happen in a re-election campaign, and certainly it will not hurt his chances.
There's been a lot of talk that this will be a major boost for tourism, especially from the US. Will it also help trade between the countries?
That certainly is the hope. It's worth noting that Mr. Obama did not offer any concrete assistance for Ireland, but he did say that we should strengthen the bonds of trade and commerce. And those bonds are actually very, very important. The head of the US Chamber of Commerce pointed out just a week or so ago that U.S. investment in Ireland is actually bigger than investment in India, China, Russia, and Brazil combined, which was an astonishing fact to me. I hadn't realized the extent of it. It was something like a $235 billion in 2009. There are 100,000 jobs in Ireland created by U.S. investment. So Obama saying he wants to increase that is obviously good news for Ireland, although obviously it's not him who decides, it's the businessmen. But I would think the positive publicity gained by Obama's visit would also encourage investors.
He received a huge welcome here. Do you think he'll expect the same welcome elsewhere in Europe?
No, I think everyone knows that Ireland is an especially friendly place, and there are no real issues between Ireland and the U.S. In the same way that there has been tension between Britain and the U.S. over the bombing of Libya, there has been tension in Poland over a visa problem, and also over the Obama's withdrawing the missile defense shield, which he had promised for Poland, and which the Poles had accepted, and which they felt they needed against Russia. So there are much more complicated political and military issues with the other countries he's visiting. With the G8 meeting in Deauville after London, he's going to be seeing quite a few world leaders. He'll be meeting with President Sarkozy, with whom he does not have the same kind of rapport that he seems to have with Enda Kenny, for example. He'll be meeting as well with the Japanese Prime Minister, and there's just a host of issues and questions to be talked through with these other people. But I think his visit to Ireland will be very memorable, certainly for the people of Ireland, and I think for President Obama as well. I was very struck yesterday on College Green by the emotion. He seemed to be fighting his own emotion. I think he was a little bit afraid of choking up, and certainly Michelle Obama, the First Lady, had tears in her eyes at one point when Taoiseach Enda Kenny said that Thomas Carney, Obama's great-great-great-grandfather, could never have imagined that his great-great-great-grandson would return to Ireland as President of the United States of America. It was a very powerful moment, and I think it's one that will certainly stay in their memories and go down in history.
Well, on that note, do you think we'll see them back anytime soon?
It's funny, I was thinking that this morning, that if I were the Obamas, I would want to bring Sasha and Malia to Ireland on holiday, and I could very well imagine them staying somewhere like, you know, some castle in the west on holiday with their daughters. I think they will want to come back after the reception that they received here. Also, he's an avid golf player, as you know. He and Enda Kenny talked about playing golf when Enda Kenny was in Washington for St. Patrick's Day. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if perhaps not during his first term. His staff, his chief of staff, actually told me that this is his last visit to Europe during his first term, but maybe during his second term or maybe after he leaves office. But I think certainly he will be back.
Lara, thank you very much.